We're back.
Hey.
Welcome back to Talk Bravo to Me, guys. I am the space between Vicky's face and ear, Drew from Denver.
And I'm her brain tumor, Amanda from Louisiana.
Oh, gosh. I actually loved seeing Vicky this week.
Yeah, that was a stretch. Yeah. I did too. How's your week going? What's up?
So since the last time that we chatted, so it's nice to have you back, by the way.
It's good to be back.
Well, Marshall did a fantastic job while we were gone, but we totally didn't even really talk about Housewives. So we're back to normal, guys.
Well, don't worry, because that's all my life consists of. So I'm here to spill it.
Sweet. So I actually went to so this past weekend was kind of lively. I had a friend in from Dallas who was still in town. So me and my friend Tyler went and met up with them and went out and had a good old time. And that was on Saturday. On Sunday, I went to the Rufus the Soul concert.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. That was the best concert. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. Now, I might have been candy flipping.
Wait, Ruf is a soul?
Rufus. Du Soul.
Rufus Du Soul. Let me write that down.
Yeah. They are an Australian band, like EDM / band.
Okay. Is it like a workout jam or like a drug jam?
Oh, it's like a feel your whole self like jam.
All right. I'll
it's
it out.
Not robotic like you hate.
I don't need robot ears.
No, you don't need robot ears.
Did you catch my Grandma's Boy reference?
Yeah. I freaking love Grandma's Boy. You should quote that for days.
How can Let's they see get me? Off topic. Well, my weekend, I watched Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, how are you obsessed?
Yeah, I freaking love it. Like, I kind of got in a weird headspace, though, because I was watching it for so long and such a time, like, in a row. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel weird, Drew. My husband.
Yeah.
We were watching it together. But Drew's like, I feel weird, too. I'm like, all right, we got to watch Moana or something. Like
Moana?
Whatever. Like, it was crazy.
So I watched that when I was coming back from New Orleans. And that's the show I was watching where I was, like, freaking out to the girl next to me.
Oh, yeah,
like, I kept jumping in my seat. And she was like, the fuck, dude?
That shit's good.
It's so good. But I had, like, nightmares about it. But, like, not – I think I was just so sleep-deprived from New Orleans. I, like, had it playing as I was falling asleep. Ooh. And I kept waking up and thinking I was a part of it.
Oh, fuck.
You know, like, you ever have those dreams?
Yeah, I don't like creepy dreams.
Where it's like you're in the nightmare. But anyways, yeah, the rest of my week's been pretty good. I have been using Tinder a lot more. So last time we talked about this last week, I was doing Tinder and matching with people and no one would ever talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out with my buddy Tyler and he's like, dude, try this one thing. It always works. I was like, okay. Literally all you do is say hi, whatever their name is, and do like a hand wavy. I'm getting 100% like write backs from that. How nuts is that?
Well, I'll keep that in my pocketbook in case I ever get divorced.
This is for all of us single assholes out there.
You know, I helped Kayla once with a pickup line and it had a 0% return rate.
What was it?
I told her to say if you were a triangle you'd be a cute one.
What,
like in a that's... cute triangle to try.
Oh, that's so stupid. That's the worst shit ever.
I think it's funny.
So triangle a cute
my one? Eye twitches back. I've had an eye twitch all week.
Oh damn, I hate eye twitches.
Is this normal?
Yeah, I get them.
Okay,
there's nothing unnormal about it.
Oh, I also switched in my hot tea for some cap tonight, so we'll see if it enhances or has the opposite effect on the podcast.
I'm really hoping that you're a little elevated tonight. I'm actually drinking some as well. It's a Spanish naranja, or no, that's orange. Granaca?
I can't. Spit it out.
I can't. Whatever. Some awesome Spanish wine. It reminds me of... studying abroad.
We have a lot to cover tonight, so our two shows
we do
four.
Yeah, so you guys, we've got OC,
Dallas,
Jersey, Atlanta. I almost blanked on Atlanta. gentle.
I forgot how much I miss Jersey. Like, I love the hair. I love the nails. I love all the fake lashes. I love the bronzer. Like, I think it's just so different from, like, who I am.
So you're living for it?
Yes, I'm all about it.
Well, you know what? That was a fairly interesting episode.
Yeah, should we start there?
Do you want to start there?
Or should we breeze through Atlanta? Because I don't have a whole lot.
All right, we could do Atlanta.
Well, first off, would you shop at Swagalicious?
I don't think they have things that would fit me.
Okay.
Nor appeal to anyone I would try to attract by wearing them.
You could think I could pull off their vibe?
I don't think so. You're such a white basic bitch. Like, you need flavor to shop.
Hey,
there.
Remember how we were talking about how, like, out of our friend groups, like, everyone's a bad bitch except for me?
A little bit, yeah.
Am I more of a bad bitch than I was a couple years ago?
No. Why did you think that you were elevated all of a sudden?
I don't know, because I give less F's, like Erica Jane. Oh. How many F's do I give?
You can just say it. It's free form here,
That's
guys.
That's how the song goes.
How many fucks do I get?
Oh, she does say that. Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess it's proof I'm not a bad bee. That's okay.
You know what? But you always have a spot in my heart. So,
anyways. No, so that dinner was so awkward.
Dinner. So I was expecting a ring.
He played her twice.
I know.
Twice. I was like, that is so cold.
She even switched to red fiery hair. It still didn't happen.
Yeah, what'd you think of her look?
I actually love her in general. Like, what I'm only really watching now for Nene and her. They're the only ones that, like, really kind of bring it, in my opinion.
I'm so happy they're friends.
Yeah.
Does she not give off, like, a black, toxic Britney Spears vibe?
Oh, 1,000%.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That wig was like dynamite. Loved it.
And I also didn't notice that Sheree wasn't on the show until like yesterday. Like, she just disappeared.
Sheree's gone and Kenya.
Yeah, I was upset about Kenya. I love Kenya.
I didn't think she would have like a good storyline coming into it. So I'm kind of glad she's gone.
Yeah, 50 and pregnant's not fun for anyone.
Yeah. So that happened, but the most disturbing part is that she wanted to use his toothbrush.
Ugh.
Dude, what would you like be pissed off if you found out Drew was using your toothbrush
every
day?
After?
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay with it?
I'm not a fan, but it's happened.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would not be happy about it.
Yeah.
Depending on whose mouth it is, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like repulsive.
And like, can you wait a minute, Portia? Like, y'all been dating for how long? Like,
yeah.
Drew and I have been like together for like months. A decade. So like, we already know that we're both gross. But like, she's still like fresh.
Yeah. I don't know. Not liking it. All right. So I have a random question. I should have known this from before, but Eve, she's from America's Next Top Model, correct?
Mm-hmm. I watched that season.
Yeah, me too. I remember that. That was like back when it was like still good.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
So yeah, she's so gorgeous.
Shandy was my favorite America's Next Top Model contestant. I don't know if you remember her.
I don't remember her.
I loved her. Okay.
Shandy.
She was this Shandy. Like kind of homely blonde girl, and she was beautiful, but like she worked at CVS and was like a huge nerd, but she had like a she's all that moment, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Oh, dude, I forgot to mention this. Guess what's coming back?
What?
Drag Race All-Stars Season 4. You guys, if you like Drag Race, Amanda doesn't watch it, but I will be talking
about it. Okay, let's move on. So.
you better gear up.
Portia's man was acting suspect.
Yeah, he was a little sketchy.
And so Candy's got some dirt on him.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
What I really like about Candy is she's a cool bitch. And, like, Portia totally called her a rapist. And she's got dirt on her man and, like, didn't say anything. I mean, I totally think she's going to, but I mean.
Yeah, no, that was foreshadowing.
Whatever.
Like, that was hardcore foreshadowing.
I still think Candy's cool.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, she's like, all right. I'm not like, just not a gigantic fan of Atlanta. Like, I had high hopes coming into it, but I'm just not feeling it really.
Same.
Yeah. So I'm done. What about you?
I just keep Greg in your prayers. He doesn't look good.
Oh yeah, we totally breezed over that. Greg, he looks terrible.
Yeah, poor thing.
What is it? Stage 3 colon cancer?
Yeah.
Isn't stage 3 like near the end? I think that they're gonna tell us more about it next episode. They were leading into that.
I think it only goes up to stage 4, so stage 3 doesn't sound great.
Yeah. Have you like done any research, seeing where he's at now?
No.
We should check on that.
Yeah, the housewife husbands are dropping like flies.
Yeah. I can't keep up with these crazy women.
I do really enjoy Marlo and Portia's banter.
Me too.
I was like, I would love to hop in that bed and steal her Gucci pajamas as well. Like, that looked like a great scene.
Yeah. Portia's awesome. I just really like her. Like, last week, we didn't get to talk about it, but her and Nene at the Swagalicious shop was hysterical. But she's like, oh, I'm just going to cook my man
something. Oh, my God. Put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Her ass is insane. Oh, whoops, is that real? I dropped
some. Yeah. Her ass is insane. Yeah. She's sexy. There was like a point during the episode where she was eating a piece of cake at dinner. And I was like, oh, my God. I would even fuck her.
You would?
That's how hot she was looking. I mean, not really, but you know.
I don't think she's that hot.
You don't? I think she's gorgeous.
Portia?
Yeah. Wow. You don't think so?
I don't think she's ugly.
Okay.
I think like Cynthia Bailey is gorgeous.
Okay. Cynthia is, yeah, she's very, very attractive.
Eva's gorgeous.
Eva. All right. They have a hot crew.
They do.
Like of the housewives, they all are pretty good looking. All right, I'm over it.
There's really no like ugly housewife though.
I don't think Marge is super hot.
Agreed.
I don't think Vicky is looking too hot.
Marge? Well, never mind. I don't want to be ugly.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Because I have some stuff to say.
We want to head east, west, south.
Let's go west. Let's go to OC.
Okay. When I first started OC, I literally had to go back to the previous episode and I was like, how did this launch end?
Yeah.
They literally just like stopped film and the episode was over. Like there was no resolution. Like Tamar was pissed at G and it just like ended.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was strange too. My biggest thing that I didn't like about this episode is they kept flipping back and forth in between scenes. Did you notice
Yes.
that?
Yes. Yes.
Like all of a sudden it was like these two and then it flips back to these. I'm like, just show us what one fucking party at a time.
It was a strange episode.
It was. I agree. All right. So, do you think Vicky's addicted to plastic surgery? Yes. That's a yes.
I mean, she's had a lot of work done.
That's an understatement.
Her conversations with Michael made me think yes, because that was like a real moment with
that
Michael.
Kids were like concerned.
Yeah, and I don't know, I kind of felt for him because he's like, dude, like don't go under anesthesia for the 50th time, like you're old.
Yeah, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, no kid wants to see
resuscitate.
I got shit to do. Yeah, all right. She might be.
I think that she is. I don't think this is her last one for sure.
You don't?
No, and we haven't seen it without the swelling down yet. Like, we don't really know how it's settled. We'll see it at the reunion, but.
I'm sure she looks good.
Yeah, maybe.
She had a neck lift, right? Not the whole face?
Yeah, she's to the bottom half of her face. But oh, as Kelly says, when you're that age, go for the whole enchilada. Which I agree. You're already there.
What are your thoughts on G's involvement in the Shannon debacle?
Producers manipulated the fuck out of that.
Same. Yeah. As well as Kelly. She's over there stirring the tortilla soup.
She? I don't know why that's so funny.
What the fuck, Kelly?
Kelly's just acting like she's innocent in all of it, when in actuality, she's been there for everything and has been, like, saying things in people's ears.
Like, she specifically called out Tamara and Vicky and said they both said she had mental issues. She's like, yeah, Tamara and Vicky were talking about that all day.
Yeah.
And then I know, she didn't even say that. Yeah, it's cool that G didn't throw her under the bus, because
yeah, G's cool. I love Gina.
I like G too. I really do. I think she should have just kept her mouth shut, but yeah, I agree. I think that was planted.
Okay, so what do you think is going, like, whose side are you on? Are you on Shannon Tam or Gina and Kelly's?
Is there a side? I feel like it's just a misunderstanding.
Well, I think what... Okay, you're right.
Y'all, Drew is drinking an entire bottle of wine in a glass right now.
This is not a whole bottle. Okay.
It looks like when you fill... No. It looks like when you fill a cup of coffee... like, you know how when you go to a coffee shop and you get a cup of coffee and they're like, would you like room for cream?
No room for cream.
That's how high his... Anyways, I just had to point that out. Sorry.
Thanks, Amanda.
But you're on blast.
I have a date tonight, so I wanted to have. Yeah. Anyways, let's get over this. Because it kind of seems like that you like wanted to be like on someone's sides during that argument. Like, if I had been there, I would have been like had Gina's back.
Same.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, like, Gina should have just let it go. I agree with you. That was in Jamaica. We're in the States now.
Well, like, Shannon and Tamara, like, apparently aren't talking right now. So shit must go down at the reunion. I think Tamara's going to see what happened with Gina and realize that Shannon was the one blowing everything out of proportion and gets pissed off about it. I'll put money on it.
I think Shannon's going to realize how shitty Tamara is and talk shit about her all season to everyone else.
Yeah, well, that could also happen.
Tamara sucks. Except yeah, I actually was digging her this episode because I was really into the geriatric look.
All right, we'll get there.
Oh, and we didn't have a chance to talk, but my theory was so right. She's been showing her tits and trying to get trying to get any male's attention because Eddie can't bone right now.
Ah, yeah. So we're dipping into last week.
I just had to throw that out there. You know, when a girl's right, I got to talk about it.
Yeah, I feel you. What do you think about the girls deciding to boycott Gina's B-Day?
Not cool.
Yeah, not cool, but I'm glad that they didn't go.
Okay. Well, they were in casts, like face casts.
Who was?
Vicky was, and then Shannon had black eyes.
Yeah, so those two couldn't go, and then Tamara pretended that she like couldn't make it.
I just think it's strange that like it was weird to have like some cast members and some randos.
Yeah, that was a little strange. I think the reason why I like Gina so much is because she's so close in age.
Agreed.
Like, she seems like one of my friends is going through this.
She lightens the crew up because they're all over the place. But I think
I'm saying it here first. I think she's coming back.
Okay. I think that Tamara should have just told her she wasn't going. Like, that was so rude.
She just straight up lied about it. Like, you didn't forget.
And I love how they're like, we don't do that anymore. We're old. Like, bitch, y'all drink. Like, y'all can't go to dinner because you're 50?
Well, Vicky's not even supposed to be drinking.
I know. That instance, Vicky and Shannon both had a pass, but the fact that they were like, we're just over this. We like to stay in. Like, bitch.
Yeah.
Y'all whoop it up more than anybody.
Totally.
I know. We're kind of like going back and forth. Wait.
Just like the episode. It's like hard to keep track of everything.
There is a psychic sans vape pen.
No, she was a cup reader. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, that's right. They did do that.
Red balloons. I love, like, Tamara being like, I mean, psychics are just fun and games. And then they flash back to the time she brought a psychic on and how it was.
I know. Predicted.
The law. Cookies. Yeah. The editors hate her too, which is great.
Yeah. They fuck with her.
Yeah, for sure. So that was a waste of time.
Yeah. So I think that Emily actually sees straight through Shannon. And I kind of love it. I feel like Emily's got Shannon pinned on the nose. Like, Shannon's a liar.
Well, what do you think about Emily's comparisons to her mentally unstable mom?
Eerily similar. You don't think so?
I could see why Shannon would take that harshly. Like, it's kind of a big accusation, but I could see how Emily is just kind of sharing her story.
Yeah, but they're relating it to Shannon. Like, that's why she's sharing it.
Yeah, I think Shannon's just very hypersensitive on the subject.
I agree. I don't
Which
know.
Which is strange. Like, I think it's totally fine to be like, I'm going through a hard time. I need to go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Or, hey, guys, sorry.
I think she's just got such a big ego that she, like, doesn't want to admit it.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. And she's so, like, tries to be, like, the homeopathic, natural, whatever.
Minus her taking 80 pills a day.
Yeah, like, instead of seeing a therapist, she'd probably go to, like, a chakra alignment, you know? Not saying that doesn't have its place, but, like, she could use some clinical help. Maybe some cognitive behavioral therapy or...
All right, Dr. Sue. Calm down.
It's a man, though.
I did like that the therapist said, she's like, and there's someone going through a tough time. You should probably talk to them now. Starts with an SH.
That was so planned, too.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't with these stupid psychics. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Not into it.
Well, we did get to see. Do you have any? I mean, it was weird because they were bouncing back and forth between that and Vicky's face. We got to see Vicky's face. Holy crap. Dude, the staples in her face.
Yeah, that was gross. I love how Kelly's like, Michael, check out her ear.
Yeah. Oh, that was so nasty.
She's so awesome.
She's like my favorite on this team.
That looked like an intense surgery.
I didn't know that they stapled your face together.
Oh, God.
That's like how taut her skin is, that they had to staple it. They couldn't even use sutures.
I hope when we get older, creams can just do that.
I'm never doing that shit. Look at my dad. He looks amazing for his age. If I stay on that path, I think I'll be good.
My parents look good, but they also... Well, my mom drinks a lot of alcohol.
And she still looks great. Does your mom do Botox?
She's done it like once or twice, but it's not like a regular thing.
Yeah. I feel like your mom would totally be all up in it.
I think she wants to get her eyes done. She wants to get a Shannon.
Yeah, my mom had that, so she should do it. Yeah.
I'll tell her.
Yeah. So Vicky says that she's going to start working out.
Booty band.
Not going to happen. Wait, this comes back then. Do you think she had her butt done?
No. Oh.
You really don't?
She did. Again, I don't have a reference point.
We got to look this up. I need to see booty before and booty present day.
All right. Let's do some homework. I might delegate this to Maddie. Okay.
That's Amanda's little sister, who's also obsessed with the Housewives, who might be featured coming up here soon.
Yeah. We're going to have her on. Get prepared.
She's how old? 20?
19? 21.
She turned 21?
Yeah, in June.
Oh, damn. Oh, it's so weird. She's 21. We'll get the younger kid perspective.
I feel like the Mean Girls mom, like, she keeps me young. Like, Maddie, how are we doing our makeup these days? What's going on with my clothes? You girls keep me young.
Yeah.
I'm like an 80-year-old trapped in a 30-year-old's body, but it's fine.
Yeah.
We did get to see Michael and Kelly's sexual chemistry.
It's like the same as it was like when it was great.
Do you think they're having sex?
Oh, great question. I don't know.
I don't either. No,
I don't know.
They might have that tension because they're not having sex. You know what I mean?
I think that might be it.
Yeah. And they're like, it's like the old nerve could be having back. Sex.
Yeah. Interesting.
I also like loved how she was like, that's not like the crap we had back in my junior.
Yeah. But for real,
and she told Jolie, like, if you want to transition, you look really good as a boy. Kelly's such a cool mom.
Yeah, she's a really cool mom. Well, and I love that they were doing it for her too. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So many parents, like, how was it when your parents got divorced? Did they talk to each other and like chill, or was it just like, bye?
I don't even remember the transition.
Oh, you were that young?
I think so. I don't know. I was like 3 or 4, so maybe I just blocked it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember anything from when I was 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah, I was just like, oh, for some reason, an apartment now. It just
Wait, y'all lived in an apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it just was like your dad and then Mark.
Well, it was, but we lived in an apartment for a little while, and then, anyways.
Bingity, bingity, boom.
Let's move on.
All right, so we get to go to Gina's birthday.
Poor Gina, that seems so lame. She was drunk, though.
Yeah. I actually liked what all the girls wore. That was cute.
Yeah, and Emily, it was sweet of her to put everything together. And
she's like a great party planner.
I like her.
Yeah, me too.
She just needs to get over the fourth kid thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can't even bank on a girl. You're so lucky to have 3.
Yeah.
As it is.
And it's risky.
Yeah, I'm over that storyline.
Yeah.
Like, and you seem like a busy bitch. Like, just chill. Keep your
berries in the basket.
Yeah. Like, your girl's she's fine.
Yeah. Well, and Emily also this episode announced the finale party, a femme fatale party.
Wait, is that what the finale is?
I think so. Why else would they have talked about that?
Femme fatale. I missed that.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I want to have a femme fatale party, like woman empowerment party.
Emily's throwing this?
Yeah. And then the previews for the next week, it looked like a bunch of the girls were wearing wigs. So I kind of figured that's what it was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we had the geriatric wing.
What did you think of Tamara?
I was kind of feeling it. I like that she even brought the compression socks.
I actually thought it looked great. I was like, there's no way that bitch did that herself.
Yeah. Like,
she legit looked like the old woman from Golden Girls.
Yeah, I liked that she did that because normally, like, she's so concerned with her appearance. I just thought it was cool to see her, like, I don't know, humbled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that looked like a good time. Like, I would have joined. I would have went for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I just think it was super rude, and they could have done that the next day. Like, she should have went to. And I didn't like how she was like ducking G's calls either.
Yeah, that was really bizarre. But okay, so Vicky is like dying to have drinks. Why aren't you? Do you know why you're not allowed to have alcohol after surgery? Like, well, I don't get why you can't drink. Is it
maybe she's on pain pills?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I don't know, but I could have Steve feed me Xanax any night.
Oof. Do you still have Xanax?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. And Tamara brought Vicky casseroles.
2 casseroles! Not 1, but 2.
We should come up with a Vicky casserole recipe.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about like our bar idea?
The Bravo bar.
Yeah. I mean, we totally jacked the idea, but we already have much better concepts.
Yeah. I forgot all of the drinks I made up.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Shannon's Enema could be one.
Yeah, I think that was one.
I love like
the Enema. Kamikaze Kelly.
The 2015 flashback of Shannon or David having to finger the enema out of Shannon's ass. She was so skinny.
She was. I like forget how much weight she's gained.
That is
huge.
Sanity.
Yeah.
Like she must literally eat a lot.
She must.
Or I guess it's stress too, but still.
I didn't realize stress could put that much weight on you.
Oh yeah.
That quick.
Cortisol.
No good. So, Vicky.
Oh, wait a second. Before we get in, I even made a note of this. The whole reason that Emily's mom gets brought into this is because of guess who?
Who?
Tamra fucking brought it up. Did not even have to be discussed. I fucking get so angry.
Oh, gosh. Tamra,
so now it's this huge like issue because of Tamra. But Gina can't say anything, but Tamra can say whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, Tamra just does what she wants when she wants.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll ever get kicked off the show?
I don't.
No, me either. One can only hope. All right. So what did you think about the girls doing enemas? Have you ever done one?
No, have you?
Yeah, I douche like all the time.
I thought they were to help you poop.
Or in my instance, if you want to be clean before sex.
Oh my god. That's a lot of information.
No, that's like a normal thing. That's like if you're gay, you douche.
Okay.
For the most part.
I don't douche.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you don't have any troubles down there. And you know what? Everyone would benefit from a colonic. Would you be down to do a colonic?
Is that where you go to the doctor and they like shoot water up your butt?
Yeah.
So what's the point?
It clears out like all the toxins that have been built up in your body for forever.
Oh, I eat so much fiber. My body does that by itself.
No, girl. I'm telling you. Okay. I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast and
again with the Rogan.
I love Rogan. Guys, if you're not listening to Joe Rogan, go
I have
over.
I care about Joe Rogan for at least like 10 minutes. Every
Did
day.
You watch or listen to that episode though?
No, I don't have 3 hours to dedicate to Joe fucking Rogan.
It's so worth it though.
I was actually busy today at my cube life.
Dude, I was busy today too. I had so much going on. I'm in that new community now. So I got moved from Colorado Springs to Castle Rock. So it's about a 40-minute drive versus an hour and a half. Made my life a million times easier.
Ooh, ooh.
Winning. All right. So, yeah, I love enemas. I think that they make you feel – oh, you lose a ton of weight too. You have no idea how backed up you are.
I'll just stick to my broccoli and berries.
Broccoli and berries?
They do the trick.
Did you notice that Shannon's eye was watering a lot?
No.
It looked so gross.
I loved her snorting, though.
She always snorts. All right. So, anyways, let's hop on over. Where do you want to go next?
Let's do Dallas.
All right.
Yeehaw. That was terrible. I'm Southern and I can't even do a yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
No.
What does it sound like?
Yeehaw!
Then? Yeehaw! I'm not excited to hear what that sounds like on this podcast.
Yeah, it's cringing.
Ugh. Okay.
Wait, before Dallas, though, did you know, or I'm sure you saw before I saw, because gay people get news before straight people, but okay, the Witches of WeHo is coming out with an alcohol.
Oh, yeah. That's the shit.
So we're going to have to drink it while we do our podcast when it comes out. Just, you know.
100%. I'm all about that. When is it being released? Did it say?
It said sometime in 2019. I can't tell if it's vodka or tequila. Maybe it's Tequila Katie. Ooh. That was one of our drinks, I think.
Well, you know, that like all I ever drink is tequila. So That's like my drink. So if the witches of WeHo are going to be serving me tequila, I'm all about it.
I feel like Stassi drinks vodka.
I think Stassi just drinks wine. She does tequila shots. I've seen her do tequila shots.
Well, shots and what you drink are different.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Dallas.
Okay, okay.
So we get Cam and Deandra trying to... But Deandra is a effing stick in the mud.
OMG.
I
hate... It was like Battle of the Leather Black Jackets. But, okay, D folded.
Yeah, she caved.
She did. Cam did not apologize once.
I know. I put that down.
Deandra apologized 10 times. Deandra just completely folded, and she needs to talk to Mama D and grow her lady balls because that was ridiculous.
She completely did nothing. The apology should have come from Cam.
Like, yeah,
Cam owed her an apology. I can't wait for the reunion because she is going to lay into her at the reunion. All the girls are, because they haven't seen all the shit that Cam's actually done. I can't do another season of her. She's driving me nuts.
Yeah, that... Mm-mm. Who knows, though? Maybe it got edited that way.
Maybe. Probably not.
That my favorite like part, some... though... Of that night was how Brandy was talking about how she might have an alcohol problem and she was crying. So then they went up to the room and Stephanie was like, is it okay if I take my drinks with me?
I love Stephanie.
She's like carrying three drinks.
Stephanie for the win.
Yeah.
She always cracks me up. But then we...
like Brandy was like humping her face and Stephanie was like full moon red carpet.
That was a great line.
That was, and it seemed like it just came off the cusp.
Yeah,
off the cuff or off the cusp?
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff. Ugh, my God. I have so many.
Yeah, so Brandy just decides to. So the girls are either going on the boat ride or they're going biking.
Which one would you have done?
I would have done the biking, and
same.
Yeah, and. Brandy's just like, all right, let's do this. The Wicked Witch. We get to see the Wicked. What did she say? About
the
Leanne?
The West. So Brandy.
Because they're not from the West.
Brandy also thinks she's a Disney villain.
Everyone does. Did you not hear Marshall last episode?
Did you see her black talking head look?
The Maleficent look, yes.
Okay, I wanted to see who you thought. I got, like, kind of a Cruella vibe.
Okay, that's what Marshall got from, he said that last episode.
Well, I got the Cruella vibe from her new talking head look, where it's just all black.
Yeah, I thought that if you threw some horns on her, she'd look like Maleficent.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so we don't need to recap all of her different looks, but I love the looks. Like she's
serving.
Yeah. That Maleficent look is actually an awesome look.
Leanne can rock a pair of pants.
Yeah. When she wears the right clothes, she actually looks great.
I can't help it, but I love Leanne.
Well, Leanne cried a lot this episode. Crocodile or real?
Croc.
Yeah, totes croc.
For not, sure.
I was like, really, cut it out with the tears.
The only Crocs she'll wear.
That was awful.
Bringing in the dad jokes.
Yeah, I gotta love the dad jokes.
So I love how, like, Cam was talking about how, like, Deandra's, or was it Leanne or Cam? Someone was talking about how Deandra was violent and Cam just couldn't take it. And I'm like, Leanne's the one that almost punched her in the face.
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
well, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, but Brandy's really, I think producers are talking to her. I really think that they're trying to egg on Leanne.
Do you?
You don't think so? Why does she keep going after?
I'm sorry. I got to pee.
Oh, gosh. I'm not editing this out, so I better be quiet.
Okay. BRB. Hey,
so, Amanda.
What?
Stay on the phone.
While I pee?
Yeah, I'm not editing this out. We're not having a gap.
I'll just be right back.
You guys, Amanda does this in our regular lives. So when we're driving an hour, we can't make it an hour. She has to stop to pee. It's the most annoying thing ever. I don't know if you can hear me, Amanda, but if you did not know this, I went to Denmark for about a week. And the girls touring through on the bikes, I like noticed so much of all of that stuff. It was actually really cool.
I can hear you. Yeah. I've always wanted to like bike through tulips and windmills in Amsterdam. That's just been like a goal of mine.
Yeah. I like it when they go on the bike rides.
I'm about to pour my third glass of wine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wild so night.
You're on your third, which equals one of mine.
It just doesn't look as bad.
I don't give a shit. All right,
Brandy.
So what do you think about Stephanie and Leanne's relationship? Do you think it's going to last?
Yeah, because I think Stephanie is cool and it's just like, whatever. I just like her for who she is.
So you think the new Leanne is here to stay?
Okay, this new Leanne, I don't see a new, I mean.
You don't? I totally do.
I don't think she'd be able to hold it this long.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay, so I, this is really the first season I've been watching consistently. The past two seasons, I like binged watched one Sunday while I was meal prepping. So I may not have the best opinion on this because I saw the new Leanne before I saw the old Leanne, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you never saw season one.
No, I did watch season one, but I was like cleaning the house and doing a bunch of shit. So
okay, well, she's vastly different from before.
Well, good for her because I love her.
Yeah, I mean, she really tends to bring it. You know, it was kind of cool that Deanne and Leandra kind of made up. It doesn't
Deanne
seem like
and Leandra.
Did you got me started on that? I hate you.
No, I say Diana, not.
No, you say Deanna. Yeah.
If you're listening, Deandra, I'm really sorry.
Me too, Deandra. I love Deandra.
I love her too.
Yeah. So do you think that, you know, things continue or do you think that she and then Leanne make up?
I don't know. I thought you said, like, real time, you don't think they're friends.
I don't think they are. And they just filmed the reunion. Did you see the girls' looks?
No.
What? How?
Have you ever seen that meme where it's like, I work, try to have a social life, work out, drink water? So I'm really busy.
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, well, that's my vibe right now. But no, I did not see their looks. What do we think?
Did you know that they recorded the reunion?
Yes. No, okay. I didn't.
No, the girls look really good. I'm excited for it.
Was Leanne in a Disney villain outfit?
Per usual.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
I felt like that whole, like, first of all, when Stephanie was, like, in between them, I was like, poor Stephanie. But I felt like that whole lunch, that boozy lunch was like a big, like, kick it under the rug sitch.
Yeah. The boozy lunch. Are you talking about last episode?
Yeah. In Denmark, where they had beers with Stephanie and it started raining and Deandra went and sat on the other side of Stephanie. So it was Leanne and Deandra talking with Stephanie in the middle.
Yeah.
And they were like, everything's fine. But like, I don't know. It seemed like they were just pushing it under the rug, but I could be wrong.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. At least it like saved some peace, which I was kind of excited for.
I feel like they both crossed the line. Like you, Deandra.
They both went.
Don't like, talk about someone's relationship, especially because Leanne's so sensitive and that's like the only thing she has. Leanne, don't call your friends alcoholics. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah. Both like, in the wrong there.
They both fucked up. Like,
agreed.
Deandra should have talked to her, that shit about Leanne off camera. And Leanne, she's not alcoholic. Like, just sorry. I'm walking around, I'm pacing around my room. So, anyways.
All right. So we go to the girls. They're going to the Tivoli Garden, which I've been to, which is really cool.
Wait, did you go to Europe for your senior intern?
No, I went and studied abroad in Barcelona, but I traveled all through Europe while I was there.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. You talk about Europe every episode. Like, your Europe trip is capped out.
It's because it's like brings back memories. That was one of the funnest places we traveled.
All right.
Fine. I won't mention it again.
So Carrie dated Lance Armstrong.
I know. What?
Do you think he administered his testosterone?
I don't know. What year was
steroids. I don't know. We got to do more research on
this. Was this like pre losing the testicle or post?
Maybe she
wrote it off.
Maybe she noticed he had an issue when she was down.
Maybe she saved his life.
Little BJ with a prostate scan.
Fascinating. I kind of want to dive a little, like, I need to find out more details about that. I read something about it earlier, but I didn't really, you know, get too far in it. So I'll go back and look.
By the way, I was meaning to ask you, did you save my wedding invite in Boutonniere?
No.
You're not a good friend.
I had to travel. I had to fly for your wedding, okay?
I'm just kidding. I thought that was so weird.
I thought that was, like, sweet.
Oh. I'm just not a phenomenal person. I hate clutter. Like, throw the shit away.
Yeah. I don't have boxes of, like, random shit. Like, when me and Moses broke up, I was like, take everything you have, even pictures of us. I was like, I don't want it. Mm-mm. I was like, it's over.
Those cheesy outfits were so lame and added nothing to the show.
Yeah. Not about it. But
it looked dumb as fuck.
When in Rome. I mean, when we went, fuck, I was about to do. Sorry.
You wore a dress like that?
Lederhosen. And for Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Anyways, I thought it was super cute that Mark and Zuri showed up.
I did not think it was a surprise. What mom doesn't talk to their kid for 9 hours?
One that's 9 hours ahead.
Mm-mm. I think Carrie should get I think she should get an Emmy for that.
And that was natural. That
no. There's yes, a mom knows where her kid is. No.
You act as though like they didn't talk at all. It never said that they didn't. She could have been like
talking. You used to watch Basketball Wives?
I never watched it.
Wags. Okay. Nikki's now fiance flew to meet them in Thailand to propose, and she couldn't talk to him for that plane ride and freaked the fuck out. And I think that would have happened with Carrie.
I don't think that Carrie and Mark have that much of a codependent relationship. So, like me, for instance, if I was abroad and I had a partner, I could go 9 hours without talking.
I think it's different when you have a kid.
You think?
And I think she's really into her kid.
Yeah, you could see that. That was clear.
I thought that was fake. And I think she's a great actress. She should look into that.
All right. I think she's gorgeous. She could make it.
Yeah, for sure. What is pickled herring?
I don't know, but trying to watch Stephanie eat it was my favorite thing. Do you see? That was disgusting. It was like she just keep inching it closer to her mouth. Like, I can't. There's cameras here. I've got to fucking eat it. Ugh, pickled herring. What is herring?
I think it's a fish.
Okay, yeah, it is a fish. I am.
Her family seemed really nice.
Yeah. I loved seeing the whole family together. I thought it was really cool.
Okay, so Mark Duber's naked. That was strange. I also have a theory on Brandy's reaction.
about Leanne recording?
Yes. I think she got edibles and she's being super paranoid.
Is pot legal there?
I think so.
I don't think it is.
Fuck.
Actually, I know it's not. We tried scoring some when I was there.
Ellen, you have to go to your internship in Europe?
Jealous much?
10 years ago? Okay.
It was not 10 years ago. It was 6.
8.
I'm like getting those like updates on Facebook. It's like 6 years ago, you were here.
Oh, I got one from you the other day, and you wrote on my wall, and you said Mario Kart Terminator, and I was like, "Fucking right, I am."
Yeah.
Should have reposted it, but I didn't. So I thought Brandy was tripping.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why there was so much going on. Like, get over it.
I am happy it happened though, because we got to hear the catchphrase "Sunny Side Up Titties," which I'm kind of into.
Sunny Side Up Titties, like what?
That was did you great. Miss that? No, was hilarious. Yeah,
you wouldn't want me to videotape it with your sunny side up titties.
Did you think it was malicious?
I thought that Brandy was talked to by producers and they're not getting the fights that they need, and so they're like, Brandy, Leanne's doing this, you need to confront her about it. And they're like reminding her of all the bad shit that Leanne's done to her. And so she's just going on the attack.
These producers need to take a step back and realize like them hanging out and liking each other and getting fucked up is just as enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree.
Totes.
I mean, here's the thing is like that storyline just isn't working for me. Or anyone probably. Like, what? Stop fighting. It's not natural. It's like she's coming for her. Like she's got like something stuck in her craw.
Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems out of character for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like all the stress of being like a new mom and all that crap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not loving Brandy, to be honest. Like, I don't like it when she pulls this crap.
I don't like mean Brandy.
Me either. I like fun Stephanie and Brandy.
Agreed. I just want her to be accepting of Leanne. I can't remember why she hates Leanne either.
Well,
maybe because she called her an alcoholic and debunked her adopted kid and her marriage. I mean, those are just little things.
She didn't really debunk the marriage, though. That's so
I think she made a comment or something like, "You adopted a kid to save your marriage." Or
yeah, she says it's not like I'm saying you adopted, which is kind of backhanded, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know.
But Brandy's marriage was like on film, looking pretty shitty, and
that was season one, though.
She did divulge to everyone that she was drinking a bottle of wine every night or whatever.
I've been there before.
I think you're there tonight. Just kidding.
Fuck you. It's Friday.
I'm joking. I am too. I'm having... Do you think the wine's accentuating my personality?
No.
Oh.
You seem the same, to be honest. Maybe you should drink more. I'm a wine pusher.
We'll find like the perfect amount of glasses for next week. I'll keep trying different amounts.
Okay. The one only other thing that I have to say about this is how horrid Brandy's makeup was at dinner.
I didn't notice, but I don't pretend.
Are you kidding? It was like ever black.
Care for her makeup? Like her eyes are too harsh.
Yeah. Well, the facelifts probably didn't help. They just made them smaller.
I swear my manager looks so much like her. It's so weird.
I can't believe how many women have facelifts.
Yeah, we got a little bit of that in Jersey too.
Yeah, which brings us to Jersey.
Great segue. The facelift. It can bounce you from any housewife
franchise
to the next.
Yeah.
Look at Ramona.
It's all commonality.
Facelifts. I wonder how much one of those costs.
Let's Google it.
It's gotta all be right, like,
let's dive into this. All right.
Which one? Because I can't remember brown hair's name.
Josephine.
That's her name?
Yeah.
The Turkish one?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I'm pretty positive. Yeah, it's Josephine.
For me, it was kind of weird having another Jacqueline that wasn't Jacqueline, but I liked her.
Yeah, I liked both the new housewives.
Like, Jacqueline, to me, seemed super relatable.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and I like how she runs a blog and she's, like, not trying to be a perfect parent. I don't know. I was into her. I thought she was cool. I liked how her and Melissa were wearing, like, the exact same outfit when she went to her house.
Okay, so you're thinking of the blonde hair girl.
Yeah, that's Jacqueline.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Jacqueline. Jacqueline, sorry.
Did I stutter?
I still thought we were talking about Josephine.
Okay, I think Josephine is Peggy, but Jersey.
I was just about to say that.
So weird.
Yeah, but she seems way cooler.
Yeah, she seems cool. I like Jacqueline better right now.
Yeah, and Jacqueline's husband is pretty sexy.
Was he on the show?
Yeah.
This episode?
Yes.
Wow. Maybe this eye twitch is like causing some memory issues.
Really messing with your brain?
Melissa's kids are gremlins.
Yeah, they're a little out there. Not looks wise.
No, not at all. But yeah. They're clearly like so spoiled.
Yeah.
And they don't get any discipline because Joe Gorga is just working all the time. Oh, sorry. Could you not hear me? No. I was saying the kids are spoiled because they don't get any discipline with Gorga working all the time.
Yeah. And she's just not very, strict parent.
On display.
Is that her song?
Each and every day, every day, every day. Remember when Joe made her a recording studio in their downstairs?
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that.
Money pit.
Yeah, seriously. Well, Melissa starts talking about how bad things used to be with her and Teresa. Again, foreshadowing. I'm like, why are we planting foreshadowing now? Do you know what I mean? Do you think this whole storyline's planned?
No.
You don't?
I think that they're so hot-blooded. It's so real because it's their actual family and not just random bitches. I think they react genuinely because it's so such a real feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would have to agree to that. I mean, if you were to take people that know each other so well and then bring up actual issues, I could see how it get elevated quickly.
Like, think about when we have tips. I wouldn't be like, oh, a camera's right there. I have to act this way.
But if you're on a reality show, you have to talk about the things you don't want to talk about.
I know, but, like, if you really piss me off, like, I would just go ham. Like, I wouldn't think about a camera.
Exactly.
That's with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not.
You would be good on a reality show because you can get worked up over certain things. And when you get worked up, you lose
it. I'm unstoppable.
You are. It's kind of the best sometimes. Not when it's directed at you.
No, like when I hit that zone, like, oh, fuck. Like,
it's. Yeah, remember Labor Day last year?
Labor Day.
Me and you fight.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad one.
We're not on a reality show yet. I'm just kidding.
All right. So,
all
margin.
I have to say is. I think that the way Joe and Nono could work this out is they could just get pedicures together. They'd see each other once a week.
Yep.
It'd be a great family outing. So that's my suggestion. But anyways.
He's busy, dude. He works like all the time.
You know he gets pedicures.
Yeah, for sure. Marge and Danielle meet up. Glad to see dude. Whoa.
She's not hiding the crazy this season.
No, the crazy comes full steam. Dude,
holy
Danielle
fuck, she's
came
insane.
In hot.
I think Marge was even like, okay.
The fuck, bitch. Weird.
I love how she was like, anyone else would be hemorrhaging over this. And I'm being calm. Like, Marge is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Marge always keeps her cool and she's super witty. I like it. But like,
Danielle
really
was so rude, saying the only thing you have in common with
Dolores is that she Frank cheated on her and you cheat on your husband.
That is so fucked up.
Dude, that's low. I was shocked she said that.
She's a crazy bitch. Like,
that's way to try to cut deep.
I feel like she would commit arson.
I feel like that's why she's not probably going to be on the show too much, because shit must hit the fan.
Her and Soggy should team up.
Yeah, fuck Soggy.
She's not on the show, right?
Thank God. Yeah. Replaced.
That was crazy. Like, she was, I felt like she didn't want to be that crazy, but she couldn't hide it.
Yeah, it was bursting at the seams.
And no one ate the sushi. There was so much sushi on the counter.
Yeah, what a waste.
Anyways, what do you think about axe throwing? I'm kind of like, can't we just go to dinner? Like,
no, I love the hatchet throwing thing. I've seen other people do it. I think they have one here in Denver. I've always wanted to go.
I don't know. I guess call me traditional. I'd rather just go grab some dinner.
call you basic.
And basic. Me, yeah. Target, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A. And I am so happy.
No, I think that the hatchet thing was really cool. I really want to go do it personally.
Yeah.
But the girls sucked.
Not one of them. Jacqueline was good. She
hit. Well, Jacqueline's the only one that landed one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Marge is creating hospital gowns. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, so we're going to Oklahoma.
Okay, Danielle's going to have a stroke over that.
Yeah, she's going to... Oh, I didn't even think about that, actually. She's going to lose her fucking mind.
So Danielle's a friend of this season?
Yeah, just like last season.
Is she still friends with Trey?
I have no idea, because we haven't seen them yet. So... I guess time will tell.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'm not into Teresa, though. Like, screw this fitness bikini shit.
Okay. Can we talk about...
the carrots?
I was...
Okay. There is a baby carrot on my salad. Get it off now.
I snack on baby carrots and hummus. That's my afternoon snack literally every day. And I was eating them after I saw that episode. And I was like, I thought I was being healthy.
Not too much sugar, man.
You know, if someone tells you you can't eat carrots, like, fuck off. And first of all, okay, I have a lot to say about this. And
you go,
I have a lot
Coco.
To say about this whole, fitness competition thing. That is fucked up. First of all, is she paying this lady to come in and just tell her how shitty she looks?
I hope so. How else are you going to get? It's like having a personal trainer.
No, but that's not healthy. Like that, Teresa.
Well, we can't judge what's healthy and what's not.
I don't think that's right. I mean,
people do that all the time. Bodybuilding. That's what bodybuilding is.
Yeah, but I don't think bodybuilding is healthy. First, those people, do you know they don't drink water before they go on those shows so their muscles poke out? Like, they dehydrate themselves so their muscles poke out.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of how it works.
I think that's disgusting. Like, drink water, eat carrots, live your life. Second of all, I don't want to see this on the show. I want her to drink wine, and I want her to eat pasta, and I don't want to see her scrape carrots off a salad all season. Like, no. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't like the woman, female bodybuilder physique either. I just feel it's too...
not cute.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand... It's like Tamara pretending not to drink in Ireland. Like, I feel like it's that all over again.
Yeah. Not looking forward to that this season.
I would never pay for someone to go out in my underwear and then tell me everything that's wrong with my body. I would not pay for that.
No. I mean, but I would if that was what I'm passionate about.
She's got four kids. Like, do your yoga and do a little maybe Legree fitness and you're fine, bitch. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm cutting this conversation off because I'm over it. Like, be happy. So I'm really upset that it's not going to.
That's not the case. Exactly. I don't think it sets the best example for her daughters either. I think it's great that you take care of yourself, but I think it's important to teach young women, especially in the world that we live in where
we have
so many expectations on us. I think it's important to teach them a healthy balance lifestyle.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a bad example either, though, because it's showing that you commit to something, you work hard towards something, you can achieve the goal that you reach. So there are two sides to this, okay?
But it's not sustainable.
It's not supposed to be. Bodybuilders don't keep that up year-round. They're not always in competition mode.
But I just think with teenage girls, I don't know. I don't like that. I think it's a very severe way to live.
Well, I'm all for anyone that wants to do it, because I know that it takes a lot of time, dedication, energy, commitment. Not many people have the mental strength to do it. So those that can, it's kind of impressive to me, in my opinion. I'll never do it. But moving on, let's go talk about Marge Senior's face. She looked like Pennywise. When Marge said that, I was like, oh, dude, she so does.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
She looked straight up. And then we see her face after, how long was she in there? Like 8 hours.
That's a long ass time.
I know. And she's going to have duck lips. I think they pulled her face too tight.
She's going to be a panda.
You think she's going to panda out?
I don't know. I can't remember her face before.
All right. Well, we'll do some before and afters on the Instagram.
Didn't she have a vagina lift last episode?
Her vagina tightened. That's another housewife fave thing to do.
She's just going for it.
Facelifts and vaginas. All right. Let's move on.
I wonder when Miss Morgan's getting her facelift.
Miss Morgan looks like she already had one. She did the stringing thing where they like, I can't remember what it's called. But No-No had a really prominent role when we get over to Teresa's for Easter.
What'd you think of her Easter look?
Really? Why are we wearing like a what is that? A bandage dress or what are they called? Like
she got it from a sex shop.
I'm like, she's oh like, my God.
It was like a sexy like milkmaid costume.
She looked funky to me. I was just like, it's Easter. Be comfortable.
Yeah, that was insane.
But No-No was insanely mad. I feel like he was wasted. He was like in a blackout.
That was so uncomfortable.
That was really uncomfortable.
He made Joe feel so bad.
Dude, it makes me feel like I couldn't imagine if my parents were like that with me, because I can go like a month without talking to them.
Really?
Yeah, like it's happened before.
Mine are so obsessed with me.
Must be nice.
I mean,
I always tell my mom, like, you know that you can call me like whenever. She's like, I just don't want to bother you. And like, you're always so busy. I just don't want to bother. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I'll still pick up.
Oh, I talked to
you. You know what's funny though? Now that my parents live about like 10 minutes away from where I work, I'm getting the pop in.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I thought it was nice. Yeah, my mom and dad came to see me. My dad's in like a hardcore neck brace right now. It's insane. Aww. Yeah.
Wait, I saw this meme. I want to share it with you. It won't take too long.
All right. And while you're doing that, I wanted to, did you notice? So Teresa's on this health kick, right? They pan over to her food.
Wait. Sorry. Okay. With your parents as a kid. Sucks. You wish you're at home on the computer. Have to talk to them about school. Going to dinner with your parents as an adult. Rules. They pay and you can drink. Talk shit about your siblings together.
Well, I don't have siblings, but yeah, I get it.
I do that. Okay, sorry.
So they pan over to Teresa's chicken. It's breaded. Did you notice that? I'm like, probably I thought you
almond flour and Special K.
But she's not supposed to have any. She's like basically doing keto, I think.
Ugh, get over it, Teresa. She doesn't look that different from when she was doing yoga. She actually looked better when she was just doing yoga.
Yeah. And eating
jail food.
Jail food.
Like, eat the fettuccine. No-No's only going to be alive for, like, 2 more months. Like, just enjoy it.
Bad timing.
No-No looks in poor health.
Yeah, he looks bad.
So bad.
But he's also really old, so, I mean, it makes sense.
That was just a really sad Easter, and it was sad it all got brought up in front of the kids.
Well, Melania kind of came in as like the voice of reason.
Oh my God.
Which was unexpected.
Can you imagine that chick PMSing?
Which one?
Melania.
No, I don't really envision women PMSing too often.
She's gonna be. I can't believe like Joe's not coming home.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
What do you think's gonna happen there?
I think that they're trying to get him some sort of deal so that he can stay, but it's not looking good. He'll probably just have to go back, apply for a green card or something. He'll be able to come back eventually, I think.
Maybe he'll be on 90 Day Fiance.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Well, Amanda, I had fun talking to you tonight.
Are you trying to end this?
I am. I have a date tonight.
I feel like you're pushing me off. This was my plans for tonight.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Well, we'll catch up later. Well, I did want to talk to you. Do you want to do split episodes and have like two a week and we'll just make them shorter?
No.
Okay. You want to do all four episodes once a week?
Yes.
Okay. Deal, deal.
Okay.
Well, I think it's time for us to go, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go follow us at Talk Bravo to Me on Instagram. Please give us 5 stars and leave a comment below. If you leave something fun, we will read it out loud. But yeah, we hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye, guys.